sweet cherry eye, coming for to carry me.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
It's built for me tonight. All right, Sookie.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go.
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock, or maybe a little bit after, because Power Cord will be MIA today, so I might go a little bit longer before I decide to put on some metal till they come around. So yes, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and yeah, we started things off with the Scramblers, recording from 1989, live at 86th Street, Running Out of Time. Never really listened to that band a whole lot, but sounds like some pretty good Vancouver rock and roll. I guess post-punk, or nah, you wouldn't call it post-punk, but it was definitely members of punk bands that started going more rock and roll. Jim Sigmund from Death Sentence was in that band. Yeah, that was a track called Running Out of Time. Played them because they lost their member, Howard Ricks, last week, and a few other unfortunate deaths as well. Kitty Kearns, the drummer from Bolt Thrower, long-running UK grindcore gone death metal act. Yeah, he passed away as well. He was only 38. And we also lost Virus, Neil Worthington, drummer who played in the very seminal UK hardcore punk bands Disorder and Amoebics. So we're going to be showcasing some of his early work in a bit. But first, we're going to get into the show. I was out last night, went out to Funky Winker Beans. I saw Old Man Strength, new lineup, sounded awesome. Yeah, hadn't seen them since my band played our final show with them at 333 Clark in May. But yeah, they sounded awesome, and yeah, check them out when you get a chance. Old Man Strength, they got a 7-inch. This is really good, and this is going out to their guitar player, Corey Uzak. I used to go to his place and tape a lot of records from him, including a few we're going to hear in this next set of Australian hardcore. This is Vicious Circle with a track called Common Denominator on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Let's make Yeah. To CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
For September's Discorder magazine, go to Sea with Francesca Belcourt.
I've been alone for a while now.
Also featuring articles on TV Ugly, Other Jesus, DWAC Zine, Mesa Luna, Vivo, New Editions, and Jessica McQueen. Discorder is available around town at Vancouver venues, record stores, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Victory Square, Accordion Noir, Union Events, Neptune, Viv, Fringe, Recruit in Canada, The Rio, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Project Space, Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association, Live Van, and AMS Events.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with a Vicious Circle, going back to 1987. Yeah, Common Denominator is the name of the release, or name of the song, and that one is going out to Corey Uzak, and followed with Condemned from the Humanoid or Biomechanoid release. That one is going back to 87 as well. A Cavern in Time is the name of the track. And another one from the from that period as well. We heard from Mass Appeal. This is from a 12-inch, which came out December of 1986, called Nobody Likes a Thinker. Was reissued on Relapse Records with a demo and a live set as well. Yeah, Mass Appeal from Australia. And we ended the set off with Bastard Squad, Nothing and Nowhere, four songs of good Australian hardcore punk from the mid-80s. And about this time, we're going to get into some female-fronted anarcho-punk. This is the A-Heads.
Some of the disease. This is the mental disorder. identity game. Who do you see? Who do you watch? Who's your leader? Which is your block? Who do you watch? 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 Who's your leader? Which is your block? 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 Einstein had an idea from the confusion of his knowledge. Then there are a thousand more turning to advantage.
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. We'll be right back.
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Events and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and started the sets off with, where did we start? We started with the A-Heads, and yeah, that's from a compilation, a discography of theirs, which recently came out. Yeah, it started at 1982, goes to 2009 by the A-Heads out of the UK, and yeah, this one came out on Mass Media Records out of Costa Mesa, California. Yeah, followed with Conflict, not the UK Conflict that you you all know, but the Conflict. This band was from Arizona, and yeah, out in the mid '80s, and yeah, name of the release is called Last Hour, and this is a really good vinyl reissue on Puke and Vomit Records. Listen to the News was the name of the track. We followed with Crass from the Penis Envy release. Where Next Columbus was the name of the track. Followed with Dirt from the Object Reviews, Refuse, Reject, Abuse 7-inch release on Crass Records. We heard a track called Hiroshima, or Hiroshima, as the English like to say. And we ended the set off with Sacrilege from a demo of theirs going back to February 1985, Out of Sight, Out of Mind, and yeah, awesome acts that, you know, started kind of as a punk metal crossover act and then went more metal. But, yeah, this double LP demo thing on Havoc Records, it's got all their demos from 1984 spanning to 1986, two LPs, four records in total. And, yeah, back into the show. This is Lee A.
Take away the papers, and they live and die. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Techs, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set, we start things all off with Lee A, Capture Hero, from their self-titled release, followed with an act called Charge, going back to 1982 out of the UK on Chimera Records. Heard a track called Dancing on Graves, and we followed with Paranoid States. That's a newish act out of Amsterdam, featuring ex-members of Vitamin X and some other bands. Vitamin X, Tense Reaction, El Camaro, Civil Terror. Yeah, it sounds like they've all been in pretty raging hardcore bands before, but they sound more like a kind of melodic Husker Du kind of band. Yeah, they sound really good. Followed with Killing Joke, the latest from their latest release, Pylon, brand new track, I Am the Virus. Killing Joke, long-running post-punk act from the UK, been going since 1980. Yeah, so speaking of the Virus, we're going to be doing a dedication on the show now to a drummer named Virus. His real name was Neil Worthington, and he played in Disorder from the years of 1981 to 1983, and then he played in the band Amoebix from 1982 to 1985 out of Bristol, England. He played on all their earliest prolific stuff for both bands, although after those bands, I don't know what he did musically. But yeah, unfortunately, he was living in Cuba, and he suffered a brain tumor. There was rumors floating around that he had passed away a few weeks back, and he did not. He was in recovery position, but unfortunately, he got a blood clot or something, and it took his life, unfortunately. But I got a message from somebody that knew him in the UK and said he was a really nice guy back then. Lady who lives in Victoria now, but she spent some time in the Bristol punk scene in the early 80s, where Disorder and Amoebix were out of. So without further ado, we're going to get into some Disorder. This is from their first 7-inch release, called Complete Disorder. We're going to hear the title track, and this will take us into power chord time. There will be no power chord, so we're going to keep going with this spotlight on Disorder and Amoebix, featuring the work of Virus, also known as Neil Worthington. Here we go, Disorder, Complete Disorder, going back to 1981. I'm
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, you're tuned into Generation Annihilation, the extended version, and we heard four tracks featuring the late Virus on drums. Going back to the early 80s, Disorder. He wasn't Disorder's first drummer, per se, but he was the first to ever record with them. They might have had some demos before or something, but the Disorder that you know and love, playing that wicked, crazy, insane, hardcore punk, was featured Virus on drums. And we heard from the 1981 7-inch release, title track, Complete Disorder, followed by another 7-inch release called Distortion Till Deafness, More Than Fights was the name of the track. From the Perdition 12-inch release, we heard a track called Preachers, and from the Mental Disorder 7-inch EP going back to 1983, Bullshit Everyone was the name of the release. Disorder put out all their own stuff, but they farmed their demo out to Riot City Records. Riot City at the time didn't want to touch them for whatever reason. Maybe they were a little too crazy for their liking. But sure enough, as time progressed and the band progressed, Riot City decided to release a 12-inch release of two of their singles on one. So there you go, from the Mighty Disorder. You can see Virus in the UK DK movie of Disorder, the UK DK documentary about punk rock in the UK in the early 80s. He's in a squat, and he's there with Baron from Amoebix, who he joined and played on, I guess, their most noteworthy releases on the Spiderleg record label. And we're going to hear a track that became synonymous with this slogan came synonymous with punks everywhere and anywhere and still everywhere. These guys defined the term crust, not themselves, but they were the first to get labeled it, I think. They were called Amoebix, and featuring the late Virus on drums from the 1982 7-inch called Who's the Enemy. This is a track called No Gods, No Masters. We'll be right back.
Time to smile, smell the kid. Writing a manifesto. It's all questions, no solutions at all. When you're out on your own now. Always happy, spoken to friends. Bring the surface to daylight. Strength will flow by unity.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, half an hour into overtime, and four tracks featuring Virus, who passed away last week, from the Who's the Enemy 7-inch by Amoebics, No Gods, No Masters, from the Winter 7-inch, Beginning of the End, and from the No Sanctuary 12-inch, that was a track called Progress, and those releases all came out on Spider Leg Records, and it was when they recorded the No Sanctuary release. Amoebics met Jello Biafra in the studio, and he signed them to his label, Alternative Tentacles Records, where they released Arise, which came out in 1985, which also featured Virus on drums. And, yeah, they put out their final record in 1987.